You were listening to 1320 WILS. I'm Kyle Malin, filling in for Michael Cohen today. We were just going live with a feed from the Detroit News, who has been streaming this over Facebook. Miles Bridges and Tom Izzo in front of Sparty, announcing that Miles Bridges will stay for his sophomore year. A huge announcement when you consider that for years, Michigan State basketball players who are projected to go high in the NBA draft, at least in the first round, have consistently gone pro. Miles Bridges is at least the first Spartan I can think of since Mateen Cleaves back in 2000 who has foregone a guaranteed first round pick to come back to Michigan State to be a Spartan. And we can remember what happened in that 2000 year. Michigan State won a national championship, as did Magic Johnson in 1979 when he decided to stay for his sophomore year, and Michigan State went to the national championship. So big expectations coming in for the next year, and we'll talk about those with Kevin Bull from the Detroit Free Press a little later in the program. But there's other news happening in the capital city today, and one of the big things to come out is that the state of Michigan has announced its regulatory framework that it's going to be used to decide what's going to happen with the new medical marijuana law. Joining me on the other end of the line is Andrew Brispow. He is going to be the director of the Michigan Medical Marijuana Agency. Thanks for joining us on the program today, Andrew.
It's my pleasure, Kyle.
Well, at MERS, we ran yesterday a story about how you had a little gathering in front of the Michigan Township Association yesterday. Didn't turn out to be so little. They were dragging chairs in. It was a jam-packed crowd. A lot of local township officials want to know what's going to happen with this new medical marijuana law. What did you tell them?
Well, at this point, you know, there are still a lot of questions that are left to be answered. The statute lays out the framework for the regulatory program from a broad perspective, but the rulemaking process is going to define a lot of the detail that's necessary to really set things up and get things moving forward. I think one of the keys to that is the collaborative relationship that we as the state agency are going to need to have with all the municipalities, those cities, villages, and townships, because they play a role in this new program as well in terms of their authorizing ordinances. So they obviously have a lot of questions as they want to move forward and determine whether or not they want to opt into this new program.
And that's the key here, too. They have to opt in. They have to take action to say, yes, we want to be welcoming to this, and we want to allow people to grow or set up these provisioning centers, whatever they're actually called. But they have to take that proactive step, because if they don't, the law says that it is not allowed in their municipality.
That's correct. They would have to adopt an ordinance and zoning that would authorize one or all the types of facilities. And there are five different facility types under the Act. We have growers, processors, provisioning centers, secure transporters, and safety compliance facilities. So they have to authorize them in their ordinances in order for them to be eligible to obtain and to maintain a state license.
What has the word been from the federal government? Because obviously in the federal government, regulatory scheme, marijuana is still a class one narcotic that is illegal under federal law. Have they communicated with Michigan or maybe any other state that you could possibly know of that in which they are expressing some concern for the direction Michigan and other states are taking in regards to medical marijuana?
We haven't had any specific conversations with any federal organizations in that regard. We try and keep abreast of what's going on the federal level, particularly with the change in the new administration. And obviously that's going to potentially have an impact on the Michigan program. But our main focus right now is just to implement this new law and ensure that we are administering the Michigan law as best we can as an agency.
Now, there are some rules that are going to have to be formulated over the next several months before this thing gets off the ground. What are some of the big details that have to be ironed out in your agency before this new regulatory scheme can get off the ground?
Well, there are a number of things. There's a laundry list of elements in the Medical Marijuana Facilities Licensing Act that the legislature left up to the board, the department, to promulgate and rule. I think the primary thing that we have to look at is what are those elements that are the most necessary for the immediate protection of the health, safety, and welfare of the public, along with some questions that entities who want to engage in this industry are going to need to know, things like co-location of facilities and things of that nature, as well as testing standards and labeling requirements for product. I mean, those are some big picture items that need to be addressed so that the in December, when we start taking applications, these facilities are able to start operating and to be able to provide the product to patients.
One more question here before I let you go. We're speaking with Andrew Brisbo. He's the director of the Medical Marijuana Bureau within the Michigan Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, currently Lansing and Detroit, are two cities that have been welcoming to medical marijuana provisioning centers, in which they basically tell their police, please don't bother these folks and let these folks operate and let them sell medical marijuana out of their facility. And I know that under this law, there would be a regulatory scheme under which other municipalities will be able to do so. But just from kind of a rough time frame, when do you think the soonest that we will see other cities go forward under this new act? Are we talking another year, 2 years, 3 years? Kind of give me your crystal ball view on this.
Well, we know we're going to start accepting applications in December of this year. We've already seen some municipalities taking action and adopting ordinances now. And while we don't intend to necessarily track all of those individual ordinances as an agency, we are keeping our eyes open for who's moving forward and trying to look for that. I would suspect as you start to have some of the bigger municipalities adopting ordinances, some others are just kind of waiting for certain municipalities to go first so they can use that as a template to adopt their own ordinances and move forward. So it's tough to predict how many or at what pace, but I think we're anticipating that there'll be plenty of willing participants when it comes time in December for us to start taking applications.
So we could see some medical marijuana facilities in other cities besides Lansing and Detroit within maybe a year or so.
I think certainly you'd see that. I mean, we anticipate, okay, like I said, we'll take applications in December and likely start issuing licenses hopefully sometime in the first quarter of 2018. So I fully anticipate we'll see facilities in many different areas of the state.
Andrew Brisbo, he is the director of the Medical Marijuana Bureau within the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. Appreciate you joining us on the program today.
Thank you, Kyle. It's a pleasure.